Welcome to the podcast on Encountering the Word. It's your moment to hear the Word of God and receive healing and transformation. Get ready to soar high as you encounter the Lord through His Word. Your day will never be the same.
Greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome you all to the podcast on Encountering the Word of God. I trust that you're doing well today. And once again, it's a joy and a privilege for me to bring God's Word to you. And we thank the Lord for giving us this platform to bring God's Word to you. And I believe that today's Word will encourage you, motivate you, and strengthen you once again in your walk with God. And we're going to be looking at a very powerful topic on lessons that we can learn from a wounded lion. And it is such a fascinating, you know, subject, because lions always fascinate us. You know, when we go into a safari or you go into a place to see animals, the first thing that everybody wants to see is a lion, because the lion is the most attractive and majestic animal in the forest. And if you actually look at, you know, the lion, it's a wild terrestrial animal, and it is called the king of the forest. And it's a strong animal with a strong body, a big head, a majestic look, and two fierce eyes. You know, the lions are predatory animals, you know, and they eat only after hunting. So they have a strong claw and a sharp teeth, which help them hunt their prey and eat the flesh. But despite being such strong animals, despite being such a powerful force in the forest, these lions can also be hunted and wounded by predators. So how do these lions react when they are hunted? How do these lions react when they are wounded? What do they do when they are bleeding? What do they do when they are going through a tough time? We're going to use the wounded lion as a metaphor today to even relate to our own lives, you know, because in life we go through hurts and wounds and struggles. So how do we process them when we go through such instances? Well, I want to bring to you a scripture from Isaiah chapter 53 verses 5. It says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Now, we also know that Jesus is referred to as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So we can say the Lion of the tribe of Judah himself was wounded. The lion himself was bruised for our iniquities. His punishment, you know, was so severe that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So we have the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who also was wounded, but he did not let the wounds affect him. Instead, he roared through the wounds. And the deeper the wounds, the greater was going to be the roar. Because when Jesus was dying on the cross, everybody thought in the natural that they had him, they finished him, and he was done with. But Jesus was allowing, you know, the wounds to be inflicted upon him so that he could become dangerous through the resurrection. Because Hebrews chapter 12 verses 2 says that we look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So picturize this, you know, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and he went through all of that because he knew that there was a joy that was going to come on the third day. So he was going to be wounded, but the wounds were going to pave the way for him to come out in power, come out in a roar on the third day. So I want you to understand something here. The deeper the wounds, the greater the roar. And your greatest roar comes from your deepest wounds. Let me say that again. Your greatest roar comes from your deepest wounds. So it doesn't matter what you're going through today, my friend. You know, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for you, and he's the author and finisher of your faith. And he knows for the fact that you may be hurting today, you may be wounded today, but God is giving you insight and understanding on even how to soar high in life through the wounds. You see, a wounded lion never licks its wounds, but instead it begins to roar through the wounds. It may spend a little while licking up the wounds, looking within itself, but it does not remain there. Instead, it roars through the wounds. I'm going to present to you two lions who went to drink water from a nearby pool so they could restore their strength for the long journey that was ahead of them. And just when it seemed as if they had found a place of peace, a sound comes from the tall brown blades of grass behind them. It is a host of human hunters who have found their prize prey. Tired of running from that which is actually weaker than them, the two lions look at each other and in full agreement decided they were done running from that which was hurt them. Instead, they ran towards it. They dig their large paws and nails into the wet ground, and their long lion teeth now snarling, and as their heart rate rises, the blood rushes from their wounds even more. Pools of blood form around their feet, and as they tightly grip into the earth, the grass slowly moves again as the foolish gun-toting predators approach the most dangerous thing on the face of the earth, that is a wounded lion. In unison, the lion and the lioness let out a roar that could be heard for miles away. And this is a reminder to the rest of the jungle, wounded or not, I am the lion, hear me roar. They're making a statement even in the midst of the wounds that they are going through and suffering. They both at full speed rush towards the brush with one mindset. We are king and queen of the jungle. Their large bodies blocked out the sun as they leaped into the air. Guns go off and more wounds are inflicted, but the lions are done running. The hunters had discovered what they had already should have known. That is, sometimes your greatest roar comes from your deepest wounds. Let me say that again. The hunters had discovered what they had already should have known. That is, sometimes your greatest roar comes from your deepest wounds. And all the creatures of the jungle waited to see who would survive the battle. And there was a long pause of silence. Then suddenly the tall brown grass begins to bow in honor of the lion and the lioness as they emerged from the battlefield. They were more wounded than they were before, and yet more victorious than they would ever be. The lions let out a roar that the world could hear. It's a roar found its roots in their wounds. So my friend, I want to encourage you, just like these two lions, can you begin to roar from the place of your wounds? If you have people attacking you, if you have people coming after you, if you have life challenging you, if you find yourself in business where your business is going down and you're hurting, you're wounding, people have cheated you, people have tormented you, people have said things about you, they have backstabbed you, I want you to know, don't lick those wounds. Don't keep looking into those wounds, but let the wounds be, and you begin to roar through the wounds, because you're called to be a lion. You're called to be a lioness that is called to roar like a lion, that is called to roar through the wounds. So no matter how deep the wounds, Let your roar be even more greater this season. So how can you do this in the practical realm? I want you to begin to shine this season. I want you to not look at the wounds and stay defeated, but rise up, shine, pray, fast, seek the Lord, read the Word of God, walk in the power of the Spirit, evangelize, preach the gospel, tell people about Jesus, because we are living in the last days and we need to rise and shine, and we need to be in a place where we can be victorious, because Jesus, being the Lion of the tribe of Judah himself, went through this. He was wounded, he was bruised, he was chastised, but he was dangerous on the third day when he rose and he roared through the resurrection power. He came out like a roaring lion. He roared like a lion of the tribe of Judah. And I want you to roar with him this season, because the battle has already been won for you. You are victorious, my friend. You've been given the keys of authority. You've been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the anointing of God on your life. You have the gifts of the Spirit that is given to you. And all you need to do is empower yourself. Walk in the glory. Walk in the power. Walk in the anointing and see what God can do in this season through your life. Because you are called for greatness. You're called for greatness. So don't let all of these things that you're going through keep you down. Rise and shine, just like the wounded lion. I'll come back to you tomorrow with another lesson from the wounded lion. And I believe that you're going to be even more encouraged. So tune into this podcast, because God's word is coming to encounter you in a powerful way. God bless.